Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Courtside. And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse for tonight's sectional championship game between the Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the Columbus Grove Lady Bulldogs. Fort Recovery trying to move on to the district by winning tonight. And the Lady Indians coming in at 17-5 on the year. Columbus Grove at 10-11 from what we can tell. Fort Recovery is the favorite team, being the number two seed in the tournament, and Columbus Grove the number seven seed in the tournament. We had an upset earlier tonight here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll tell you about that right after we pause for this.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no copays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Over the years, Fort Recovery Industries has witnessed many accomplishments by the youth of our community, both academic and athletic. Fort Recovery Industries would like to salute the members of the Fort Recovery Indians volleyball team on another winning season and bringing the community together to cheer the team on in a positive manner. Congratulations, Lady Indians, and best of luck in the tournament from everyone at Fort Recovery Industries. And remember, apply for job opportunities online at FortRecoveryIndustries.com or apply in person.
Well, the first match tonight was a fairly even match. Both teams had the number three seed in Lincoln View, 20-2 on the year. Number five seed in Lima Central Catholic at 18-5. The Thunderbirds pulled off the upset, winning 3-1. LCC won the first game 25-18, won the second game 27-25, lost the third game 25-21, giving Lincoln View some hope. But then LCC pretty much took charge of that fourth game, and it just got close at the end as LCC won 26-24. Lincoln View was trailing 24-18 in that fourth set, came back and tied it up at 24-all before LCC won at 26-24. So LCC moves on to play the winner of this match in the district tournament on Monday night at 7 o'clock. LCC now 19-5 on the year. Lincoln View finishes a very nice year at 20-3. We'll be back with more at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after this.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kelp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Kelp Pharmacy is offering flu vaccines with no appointment necessary. Kelp Pharmacy can bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Also, ask about our cash special. Stop by for your flu shot at Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, and Union City, Indiana today. Kelp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Everyone at JR Manufacturing in Fort Recovery would like to congratulate the Fort Recovery Indians on a great season. As a proud supporter of the academic and athletic accomplishments of our Fort Recovery young people, we encourage you to attend the games and support these outstanding Fort Recovery high school students. JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery, a proud member of the Fort Recovery community. Go Indians!
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Boers Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boers Welding.
Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse, the two teams have been introduced. The coach, of course, of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Chelsea Colleg, has done a wonderful job for Fort Recovery. The coach of the Columbus Grove Lady Bulldogs is Adam Choi, and his daughter, Becca, plays on the team as well. Congratulations to some Fort Recovery athletes. We had some all-conference honors passed out this week, and being named to the first team all-conference for Fort Recovery in the MAC conference this week. We had two players, that being Paige Fortkamp and Whitley Rammel. And good for the Indians. Both Paige Fortkamp and Whitley Rammel are back next year for another year. In fact, Whitley Rammel is going to be back for two more years, as she's only a sophomore. Kiara Wendell was named as a second team member. And Kiara is also back next year for another year. Also, Paige Judy and Brooke Colleg, two of our seniors, were named to the honorable mention team. Congratulations to Paige Fortkamp, Whitley Rammel, Kiara Wendell, Paige Judy, and Brooke Colleg. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians in tonight's sectional championship match from Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff at the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Good luck to the Lady Indians from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. On the other side of the bracket tonight, we've got Crestview and Parkway playing. Their match, I'm sure, is already over with, but we don't have a score on that over at St. Henry. And then St. Henry will easily handle Wayne Trace tonight to move on to district. The district is on Monday. Fort Recovery again will play LCC if we can win tonight on Monday at 7. The other match starts at 5:30 between, I'm sure, St. Henry and probably Crestview, but I don't have a final score on that really as of yet. I heard Marion Local was winning easily tonight, so they're going to be going to the district. Our district is, of course, played at Kalida, and we are in a different district than Marion Local is, and New Bremen, New Knoxville, they're all in another district. We are in the Kalida district playing at Kalida High School on Monday. So we're about set to go here. If you've tuned in for the Jay County game, that's being heard on our other station at 100.5 on your FM dial, actually 105.3. Again, 105.3 FM is where you'll find Jay County's game tonight with Muncie Burris or 1440 AM. Again, 105.3 FM or 1440 AM for Jay County's match with Muncie Burris. That's going on right now. Ed Thurman is up at Belmont High School calling that action for you. Again, at 105.3 FM. And also, you can always listen on your smartphone to either station. Go to WPGWradio.com on your smartphone. First serve for Fort Recovery is a good one. Back over to Lady Indians, Kiara Wendell to Hope Wendell. A smash by Whitley Rammel. Rammel gets the first kill of the night for Fort Recovery. Serving is Brooke Collig for the Lady Indians here. Also out there right now, Kiara Wendell, Hope Wendell, Whitley Rammel, as I mentioned. Also, we've got Marissa Garkey out there and also Paige Fordkamp. Back over to Fort Recovery after the good serve. Here's Kiara Wendell free-balling it over. The set for Columbus Grove, the smash. Fort Recovery plays it. Here's a smash by Paige Fordkamp, played by Columbus Grove. Brooke Collig passing to Hope Wendell. Here's Marissa Garkey, and Columbus Grove able to handle it. Quite a volley going on here. Hope Wendell to Paige Fordkamp, and Paige got the kill. Not a thundering smash, but at the right spot and off the fingertips of one of the Columbus Grove Lady Bulldogs. So there's Paige Fordkamp's first kill of the evening. Another service point for Brooke Collig. It's 2-0. Good serve again. Here's a hit by Columbus Grove, and they got the kill there. That was Angel Schneider getting the kill, outside hitter for Columbus Grove. 2-1 now. Fort Recovery leads by one, and going back to serve is Sarah Dipnerine is what it's pronounced. Dipnerine, unusual name. Smashed by Paige Fordkamp, back to Fort Recovery. Here's Fordkamp on another hit and got the kill this time. Paige Fordkamp, her second kill. Sarah Dipnerine, D-I-P-N-A-R-I-N-E is how she spells her name. Kiara Wendell will serve. Kiki's serve is a good one. Dug out by the back line of Columbus Grove, and not sure whether they hit the net and went down or whether Olivia Patch got a block there. I'm going to go ahead and give Olivia Patch a block on that one. Nice to see Olivia back in the lineup tonight. An ace serve for Kiara Wendell. Fort Recovery off to a good start here. Leading 5-1, Kiki will serve again. Fort Recovery playing Columbus Grove tonight. There's the dig by Columbus Grove after the good serve. The hit back over to Fort Recovery. Brooke Collig to Hope Wendell. Wendell sets for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on a smash and got the kill. Marissa Garkey on the kill. That is her first kill of the evening. And that makes it now 6-1. Kiara Wendell with another service point. She's had three in a row here. Good serve again. Here's the set for Columbus Grove. The hit. Fort Recovery's Brooke Collig plays it to Hope Wendell. Here's Paige Fordkamp. A smash into the net. Miss hit that one. And it's side out to Columbus Grove. Back to serve now for the Lady Bulldogs is Lauren Benroth. Benroth's serve is good. Dug out by Paige Fordkamp to Hope Wendell. Kiara Wendell just has to free ball it over. Here's the set for Columbus Grove. A smash, a block. Back over to Columbus Grove. Another dink back over. Garkey to Hope Wendell. Wendell back over to Columbus Grove. Here's the pass and the smash over the end line by Columbus Grove's Elena Ricker. Hitting air there on Ricker. Over the end line. Side out Fort Recovery. And back to serve is one of our seniors, Chloe Showalter. Showalter's serve is a good one. Here's the set for Columbus Grove and a miss hit. Four hits called on Columbus Grove. Point for Chloe Showalter. And she will serve again. 8-2 now, Fort Recovery with a big lead here. There's the serve and a miss hit. Another point. That's an ace serve for Chloe Showalter. And a timeout is going to be called here for Columbus Grove. We'll be right back.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Safety Man here. Ta-da!
Hey, Safety Man. What time is it?
Lindsay, don't you know? Why, it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the road.
Also, farmers, keep your equipment in safe, good working condition and have a great harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And call us about your corn marketing needs at 800-637-7161. Again, 800-637-7161.
Okay, timeout is over, and Fort Recovery's Chloe Showalter will continue her service. Fort Recovery leading 9-2 here in the first game. This serve is dug out by Columbus Grove to the net. Here's the set. The smash by the outside hitter, and a kill. Getting the kill for the Lady Bulldogs was Elena Ricker. Off of one of the Lady Indians of Fort Recovery. And back to serve now for Columbus Grove is Emily Reidener. Reidener serve is good. Dug out by Brooke Collig. Chloe Showalter sets for Paige Judy, who's in the lineup now. Good hit. Columbus Grove plays it back to Fort Recovery. Judy to Showalter. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp, and Paige gets a kill. Paige Fortkamp with her third kill of the evening. And Paige Fortkamp will go back to serve now. Side out Fort Recovery. 10-3, Lady Indians on top here in the first match, or the first set, I should say, of the match. Good serve. Oh, nice dig there by Fortkamp. Showalter. Here's Paige Judy, a kill. Paige Judy getting a kill. So far in this particular set, Fort Recovery's having their way. Paige Fortkamp picks up a service point, and she will go back to serve again. It's dug out by Columbus Grove, but they miss hit it. Give an ace serve for Paige Fortkamp. Again, if you've tuned in for the Jay County match, Jay County playing Muncie Burris tonight, you can hear that at 105.3 FM. Again, 105.3 FM or 1440 AM. Here's a service error for Paige as she hits it out of bounds over the sideline. And so Columbus Grove will go back to serve, side out. Lady Bulldogs, Abigail Gladwell, will serve now for Columbus Grove. There's a good serve dug out by Kiara Wendell to Showalter. Showalter sets for Paige Judy. And did Paige get the kill or not? Yes, right on the sideline. Paige Judy with the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. Here comes Brenna Homan in to serve now for the Lady Indians as Fort Recovery has taken a 13-4 lead here. Here comes Brenna's serve. It is too long over the end line. Service error. And so now Columbus Grove gets side out. And going back to serve for them will be Elena Ricker. Fort Recovery leads 13-5. Ricker's serve is a good one. Dug out by Paige Forkamp to Showalter. Here's Whitley Rammel. She crushes it to score the point on the kill. Whitley Rammel with quite a spike there, and it's 14-5. And here's Hope Wendelin to serve now for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians on top were in the first set. Winning the first match tonight was Lima Central Catholic, upsetting Lincoln View 3-1. Good serve by Hope Wendell. Here's the set and the smash back to Fort Recovery off of Hope Wendell. Paige Forkamp free-balling it is Brooke Hollig. Columbus Grove will set. Here's the dink over by the outside hitter. Marissa Garkey plays it to Wendell. That's Hope Wendell. And we got a Lincoln, or I should say Columbus Grove in the net. Point Fort Recovery. So Hope Wendell picks up a point. And now it's 15-5, Lady Indians by 10. Very exciting first match tonight. This one's not so yet, which is okay with me. Here's a hit back over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell to Marissa Garkey. Garkey on a smash. Played now nicely by the Bulldogs. And here's a hit out of bounds over the end line by Emily Reidener. And Reidener hitting air there gives Fort Recovery another point, 16-5. Hope Wendell serves again. Good serve. Dug out by Elena Ricker. Here's back over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell to Kiera Wendell. Here's Marissa Garkey, a deep hit played by Columbus Grove. To the net. Here's the hit over. Whitley Rammel to Hope Wendell. Back to Whitley. And Whitley smashes it and almost, ball almost came up here. Whitley Rammel on the kill. And now it's 17-5 and Columbus Grove calls timeout again. Fort Recovery leads by 12.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Should Fort Recovery advance to the district and they will be playing LCC. If they can win over LCC, the championship of the district's next Thursday night. And there's a service error by Hope Wendell. That ends the side out for the Lady Indians. And now Columbus Grove will have the serve. 17-6 score. Going back to serve is Becca Choi, the daughter of the coach, Adam Choi. Good serve. Hope Wendell to Whitley Rammel. A smash, a block by Columbus Grove. Fort Recovery recovers. Marissa Garkey gets the kill. A cross-court smash by, again, Garkey. Marissa Garkey with two kills this evening. And here's Brooke Hollig serving now. Side out Lady Indians, 18-6. Good serve by Hollig. An ace serve. Not able to get to it there was Lauren Benroth. Ace serve for Brooke Hollig. 19-6 now. Another serve is a good one. Dug up by Benroth. Back to the net. Benroth free balls it over. Here's Hope Wendell setting for Whitley Rammel on a block for Columbus Grove. Getting the block there. He had Angel Snyder and also Sarah Dipnerin with the block. And Dipnerin will go back to serve. 19-7, Lady Indians leading. Good serve there, dug out by Brooke Hollig to Hope Wendell. And hitting the deep spike was Paige Forkamp. Columbus Grove plays it back to Fort Recovery. Forkamp back to Columbus Grove. And a kill for Columbus Grove. Getting that was the middle hitter, Megan Blankenmeyer. Megan Blankenmeyer gets the kill. And that's a service point for Sarah Dipnerin. And she will serve again. Another good serve. Kiara Wendell to Hope Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. A smash. And Columbus Grove gets it back over to Fort Recovery, and they got the kill. Another service point for Dipnerin. I did not see who hit that. Dipnerin's serve is too long. Kiara Wendell watched it carefully, decided, I'm going to take a chance, let it go, and it was too long. Service error. Kiara Wendell gets the serve now for Fort Recovery as we lead 20-9 here in this first set. As service error for Kiara Wendell. Kiki mishit that over the sideline. Coming back to serve now is Lauren Benroth. Benroth's serve is a good one, dug out by Brooke Collig to Hope Wendell. Here is Olivia Patch on a hit and hits it into the net. Hitting error there for Olivia. Give Benroth a service point. She will serve again. Good serve dug out by Kiara Wendell to Hope Wendell. Wendell sets for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on a blast. Blocked by Columbus Grove. Here's Paige Fortkamp. Free balling it over. The set for Columbus Grove. Back to Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell on the dig. Hope Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp across court hit. And it's out of bounds. Hitting error for Paige Fortkamp. And a service point for Columbus Grove. And coach Chelsea Colleague wants timeout as Fort Recovery still leads by plenty, 20-12. Fort Recovery on top. We'll be back.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Over the years, Fort Recovery Industries has witnessed many accomplishments by the youth of our community, both academic and athletic. Fort Recovery Industries would like to salute the members of the Fort Recovery Indians volleyball team on another winning season and bringing the community together to cheer the team on in a positive manner. Congratulations, Lady Indians, and best of luck in the tournament from everyone at Fort Recovery Industries. And remember, apply for job opportunities online at FortRecoveryIndustries.com or apply in person.
Here's a good serve by Columbus Grove and a miss hit by Paige Fortkamp on the smash. And another point for Benroth. It's now 20-13. Benroth, another good serve dug out by Kiara Wendell to Hope Wendell. Marissa Garkey on a smash. Got the kill. Marissa Garkey hits it off the block by Columbus Grove. Marissa Garkey with her third kill of the evening. Going back is Chloe Showalter to serve now. Fort Recovery leads 21-13 here in the first set. Really pretty easily in control here in this set. Good serve by Chloe. Columbus Grove passing to the net. Now a deep hit back over to Fort Recovery. Brooke Collig to Chloe Showalter. A smash by Paige Fortkamp. Too long, I think. Yep. Too long by Paige Fortkamp. And it's a side-out Columbus Grove. Coming in to serve now for the Lady Bulldogs is Emily Reidener. Reidener will serve now. Wears number 10 on her uniform. She is a senior. Good serve. Chloe Showalter to Olivia Patch. Patch on a dink, and Columbus Grove can't play it. Give Olivia Patch a kill. That's the first one of the night for Olivia. Makes it 22-14. Paige Fortkamp will serve. Good serve. Here's the set. The smash by Columbus Grove. Played by Showalter to Kiara Wendell. Deep hit by Paige Fortkamp, and nobody was there. Right in the middle of the back line. Paige Fortkamp got the kill. Wow. Another point for Paige Fortkamp on the service points. She will serve again. 23-14. Lady Indians lead by 9. Good serve dug out by Columbus Grove to the net. In trouble, and they could not hit it over. Middle hitter there, Becca Choi, tried to get it over, but couldn't do so. And the pass to her was just too deep into the net. Service point for Paige Fortkamp. She serves again. And a service error for Paige on the set point, keeping Columbus Grove alive, barely. 24-15 now, Fort Recovery leading here in this first set in this championship sectional match. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. The smash back by Olivia Patch. Is it out of bounds? Yep, out of bounds. Point Columbus Grove. Abigail Gladwell serving here for Columbus Grove. She is actually their libero tonight. She'll serve again. 24-16 now. Another good serve, or is it? Yes, ace serve. Kiara Wendell decided to let it go, and it was right on the line. Abigail Gladwell with an ace serve. She'll have another serve. It's now 24-17. Columbus Grove making a bit of a comeback here, but I don't think there's a chance they're going to come back and win this match. It's never over till it's over, as we all know. Paige Fortkamp on a hit back to Columbus Grove, back over to Fort Recovery. Here's Olivia Patch getting the kill, and that wraps up the game, 25-17. Fort Recovery wins the first set tonight, 25-17. We'll head on to the second set in a moment, right after we pause for this break. Again, the winner here will play Lima Central Catholic in the district at, once again, 7 o'clock on Monday night.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. If you or your loved one is 65 or older, it's time to review your Medicare Part D coverage. Plan options continue to change every year, making it difficult to manage. Calp Pharmacy can help by comparing plans and reviewing your options to make sure you get the medications you need at a reasonable cost. Set up your free Medicare plan review with me in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana by calling 1-800-686-2314. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery Company since 1999 is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent in maintenance, production, engineering, skilled trades, and management. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
At Hull Brothers at Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, we're set for the second game. Fort Recovery wins the first set tonight, 25-17. And Columbus Grove will have the serve, I believe, here. Once again, LCC kind of an upset, winning the first match tonight. Winning three sets to one. Good serve by Columbus Grove by Sarah Dipnerine. Here's a smash and a kill right down the line by Paige Fortkamp. Paige with her with her fifth kill tonight. Kiara Wendell on a good serve. Ace serve. That is her second ace serve of the evening. That's 2-0. Fort Recovery in the lead. And Kiara Wendell will serve once again. Nice student section for the Indians tonight, as always. Good serve. Here's Columbus Grove on the set. The dink over. Hope Wendell will pass over to Kiara Wendell, who will set for Paige Forkamp. A block on Forkamp's hit. Hope Wendell sets for Marissa Garkey. And Marissa gets the kill. Marissa Garkey putting it down, making it 3-0. Another service point for Kiara Wendell. 3-0 now. Lady Indians leading here in the second set. And this is an ace serve right on the sideline. Wow, that was close. Her second ace serve of this service for Kiara Wendell. 4-0 now. Lady Indians on top. Another good serve, and it's another ace serve. This time it was hit by Lauren Benroth, but it could go nowhere. So that's an ace serve. Her third ace serve of this service. 5-0. Fort Recovery leads here in the second set. This is a soft serve this time. Here's the set for Columbus Grove. The smash back, and it's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery as Megan Blankemeyer hits it out of bounds. And Kiara Wendell picks up another service point, and Columbus Grove calls timeout, trailing 6-0. We'll be back.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver here. Our studio producers tonight, Mr. Neil Spencer for FortRecoveryRadio.com. We welcome all of you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget, you can hear the Indians football game tomorrow at St. Henry on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We'll be broadcasting the Jay County game here on the radio station tomorrow night. Jay County and Heritage playing tomorrow night. Here's another serve by Kiara Wendell. And it is another ace serve. My, oh, my. That's four ace serves on this service for Kiara Wendell. Our studio producer for the radio station tonight, Lindsey Green. We thank Lindsey for coming in tonight for a special night of volleyball. Kiara Wendell, another ace serve. My, my. Diving for the ball there was Angel Schneider, and she could not pass it to anybody. One, two, three, four, five ace serves in this service for Kiara Wendell. Another ace serve as Abigail Gladwell cannot play it. I've never seen anything like this. Six ace serves in this service for Kiara Wendell. Wow. What a moment for Fort Recovery Volleyball. Another serve. Dug out this time. Not an ace serve this time. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery. And hitting it off the block. Fort Recovery somehow saved it. Here's the set for Columbus Grove. A hit and a block for Paige Forkamp and Olivia Patch. Fort Recovery side out. Or actually, that's not it. Fort Recovery still has the serve, I should say. Another service point for Kiara Wendell. Good serve by Kiara. Not an ace this time. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will pass to Paige Forkamp. A smash, and she got the kill. Lady Indians are going to shut them out here. It's 11-0. Another service point for Kiara Wendell. She has served 10 service points in a row. Here's the serve. Good again. The set. Nope, they hit it over on the second hit. Fort Recovery able to play it. Paige Forkamp, a deep hit. Played by the back line of Columbus Grove. Here's a smash into the net. Point Fort Recovery as Lauren Benroth hits it in the net for Columbus Grove. Kiara Wendell picks up another service point, 11 in a row for her. Here's another serve. This one's finally out of bounds. A service error after 11 straight points for Kiera Wendell. Goes over the sideline. And Kiera's not going to serve out the game. So Columbus Grove has side out here. Good serve dug out by Kiera Wendell to Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell sets for Paige Fortkamp. Got the kill. Paige Fortkamp with the kill right down the line. Let's see who's going to serve now for the Lady Indians. We lead 13-1. Chloe Showalter goes back to serve. Fort Recovery won the first set over Columbus Grove, 25-17. We're leading here, 13-1. Chloe Showalter on a good serve, and they're going to call an ace serve. They say it hit the floor. That's Chloe's second ace serve of the evening. 14-1 now. Another serve dug out this time by, nope, can't play it. Going to rule that another ace serve. Went off the dig by Columbus Grove. They should have been able to play that, but they didn't. So Chloe Showalter has two ace serves. Let's try it again. Good serve this time dug out. Here's the miss hit on the second hit by Lauren Benroth. Point for Chloe Showalter. Now 16-1. Showalter serving again. Here's the serve by Chloe. Soft little hit, and that's an ace serve. Not able to get to it is Becca Choi. Chloe Showalter now has three ace serves in this service. Showalter serves again. A short one dug out by Columbus Grove. The set. Here's the free ball over. Chloe Showalter to Kiera Wendell. Here's a smash by Paige Judy, played by Columbus Grove. The set. The hit back over to Fort Recovery. Chloe Showalter sets for Paige Judy. Paige on a smash. It's off the rafters, played by Columbus Grove, but into the net. I'm going to go ahead and give Paige Judy a kill on that. Makes it now 18-1. Another service point for Chloe Showalter. 18-1. You would think Columbus Grove's coach would call a timeout here. Although this is already a lost cause in this one. Chloe Showalter, good serve. Ace serve again. Having a tough time back there on the back line for Columbus Grove. Emily Reidener. Good serve by Chloe Showalter. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kiera Wendell can't save it. I'm going to go ahead and give a kill there to Megan Blankemeyer for Columbus Grove. Side out Columbus Grove, and it's now 19-2. Going back to serve is Emily Reidener. Reidinger's serve is a good one, dug out by Kiera Wendell. Showalter to Paige Judy. Paige crashes it down on the floor for the kill. Side out Fort Recovery. 20-2 now. Complete dominance here for Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp will go back to serve. Good serve by Paige, dug out by Abigail Gladwell, and a miss hit for Columbus Grove. Actually, they're called for four hits. Give Paige Fortkamp a service point. And timeout now by Columbus Grove. 21-2. Fort Recovery, complete domination here in this second game.
Boars Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Boars Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boars Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boars Welding.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Here's Paige Fortkamp on the serve now for Fort Recovery. It's an ace serve as that went off of Abigail Gladwell. Boy, the ace serves tonight, just unbelievable. Unbelievable. 22-2 now. Fort Recovery leads by 20. What do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 ace serves this evening. And official is questioning Fort Recovery's alignment, maybe? I don't know. Well, anyway, we're set to go here. Paige Fortkamp, another serve. It is a good one. Dug out. Nope. Columbus Grove's going to have to free ball it back. They do get it back over. Kiara Wendell to Chloe Showalter. There's a smash by Paige Judy from the middle hitting spot, and Paige puts it down for a kill. Another service point for Paige Fortkamp. Her third in a row here, 23-2. Believe it or not, Fort Recovery, most dominating set they've had all year. Here's Chloe Showalter hitting it over on the second hit to Columbus Grove. They play it, a smash, and they get a kill. That time it's Elena Ricker with the kill for Columbus Grove. Her second of the evening makes it side out Columbus Grove. It's 23-3, Fort Recovery with a 20-point lead. Back to serve now is Abigail Gladwell. Gladwell's serve is dug out there by Brooke Collig over to Olivia Patch. Dinks it over. A battle at the net. And Olivia Patch got the kill. Volleyball popped up at the top of the net. Olivia Patch put it down for the kill. That's her third kill of the evening. It's now 24-3. Back to serve, Brenna Homan serving the set point here. It's a good serve to the net. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery, and it's a kill. Becca Choi gets her first kill of the evening. Side out, Columbus Grove. That was just a placement hit in the middle of the back row. There wasn't anybody there. It's unusual for Fort Recovery. Good serve by Columbus Grove. Chloe Showalter was set for Whitley Rammel. Whitley on a spike, and Columbus Grove plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Chloe Showalter will set for Paige Judy. Judy back to Columbus Grove to set for the Lady Bulldogs. Back over to Fort Recovery. And Paige Judy ends up hitting it back over to Columbus Grove. Gets the kill, and it's 25-4. It's over. Paige Judy with the kill. 25-4, Lady Indians. Leading here, two sets to none. We'll be back in a moment with a third set coming right up.
Cooper Farms will be hosting its 13th annual Turkey Trot 5K on November 2nd, 2019 at 10 a.m. with all proceeds benefiting State of the Heart Care. Kick off your November with a cool morning run or walk with hundreds of your closest friends. Water and refreshments, including a turkey meal, will be provided to all participants after the race, along with door prizes announced throughout the event. To register and find additional race information, visit cooperfarms.com and click the sign-up banner at the top of the page.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Over the years, Fort Recovery Industries has witnessed many accomplishments by the youth of our community, both academic and athletic. Fort Recovery Industries would like to salute the members of the Fort Recovery Indians volleyball team on another winning season and bringing the community together to cheer the team on in a positive manner. Congratulations, Lady Indians, and best of luck in the tournament from everyone at Fort Recovery Industries. And remember, apply for job opportunities online at FortRecoveryIndustries.com or apply in person.
25-4 was the score of that second set. My, oh my, total domination. Fort Recovery will have the serve to start the third game here. Once again, Lima Central Catholic, a bit of an upset, beating Lincoln View in the first match tonight. 3-1. So LCC, or I should say, yes, Lima Central Catholic will play the winner of this match, which looks like Fort Recovery at the district. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a blast and got the kill to start out the set. Paige now has a total of, 8 kills on the night for Paige Fortkamp. Here's Brooke Colley going back to serve, one of our seniors. And the serve is a good one, dug out by Abigail Gladwell, passing to the net. Here's the smash, and a nice offensive play that time for Columbus Grove as Sarah Dipnerine gets the kill. That's her first kill of the evening. Side out Columbus Grove, and Dipnerine will go back to serve now. She is a junior on this team. They only have three seniors, and the serve is too long. Dipnerine had too much muscle there over the end line. Kiara Wendell goes back to serve now for Fort Recovery. And it's dug out by Columbus Grove. The hit back, and there's a block. A block by Olivia Patch. Way to go, Olivia. That's her third block of the evening. Point for Kiara Wendell. Kiara serves again. Another ace serve. This time she hit it in the shallow part of the court in the front where nobody was. And Kiara Wendell gets another ace serve. She has had quite a service night tonight. Dug out by Columbus Grove and a miss hit. Another point for Kiara Wendell. 2, 4, 6, 8 aces. 8 service aces for Kiara Wendell tonight. And there is a smash back at the net by Olivia Patch, who got the kill. Fort Recovery now leads 6-1. And guess what? Columbus Grove calls time. Lady Indians on top, 6-1. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kelp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kelp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Kelp Pharmacy is offering flu vaccines with no appointment necessary. Kelp Pharmacy can bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. Also, ask about our cash special. Stop by for your flu shot at Kelp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, and Union City, Indiana today. Kelp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Fort Recovery leads 6-1 here as we resume action. Kiara Wendell goes back to serve again. And it's another good serve dug out by the libero. Free balling it over to Fort Recovery. Brooke Collig to Hope Wendell. A smash by Olivia Patch, a block. And here's Paige Fortkamp getting a kill from the middle hitting position. Number 9 on the night for Paige. And here's Kiara Wendell getting another service point. Besides her 8 aces, here's another serve. It's dug out by Columbus Grove, but hit out of bounds. Another service ace. That's number 9. Besides her 9 aces, she has 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 other service points. She has 19 points tonight serving. 9 aces and 10 that weren't. Another good serve for Kiara. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp. And they're going to say Columbus Grove was in the net. Point Fort Recovery. So Kiara Wendell picks up another service point. That's one of the most prolific service performances I've seen by any Fort Recovery volleyball player ever. Another good serve. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Brooke Collig passing to Hope Wendell at the net. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp. And it's another kill for Paige Fortkamp. Number 10 for her. And service point number 20. Number 21 for Kiki. 21 service points, including 9 aces. Another serve dug out by Columbus Grove. Hitting it over on the second hit. Hope Wendell will set for Olivia Patch. Olivia on the hit. Columbus Grove free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on a smash. Played by Columbus Grove. Back to Fort Recovery. Wendell sets again. Here's the dink over by Paige Fortkamp, and she got the kill. No, they said it was out of bounds. Take that back. Paige Fortkamp's dink was out of bounds. So service point, or I should say point for Columbus Grove. Now they will serve. Good serve. Here's a hit back by Olivia Patch, and she quickly gives side out back to Fort Recovery. Olivia Patch with a kill. Number 5 for Olivia. Here's Chloe Showalter going back to serve. It's 11-2 now. Chloe Showalter's serve is dug out by Columbus Grove. Back over to Fort Recovery, and Kiara Wendell and Brooke Collig collided and fell over each other, and nobody could get to the ball. Point, side out actually, for Columbus Grove. Now going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs is Emily Reitinger. Reitinger, good serve. Fortkamp to Showalter. Here's Olivia Patch back to Columbus Grove. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Set for Showalter. The hit by Paige Judy, and she got the kill. Paige Judy on a kill. And for her, that's number 7. And now here's Brenna Homan going back to serve for Fort Recovery. It's 12-3. Fort Recovery's going to be in the district on Monday playing LCC at 7 o'clock Monday night. We invite you to tune into the broadcast here on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Brenna Homan's serve was out of bounds, service error. Here is Abigail Gladwell serving now for Columbus Grove. It's 12-4. And it's a good serve. Showalter back to Paige Judy, and Judy hits it out of bounds. It's now 12-5. Abigail Gladwell serving again. Bounces the volleyball. Here comes the serve. Played by Paige Judy to Showalter. Here's Olivia Patch from the outside hitting position. Columbus Grove able to play it. Now free balling it over. Here's Showalter setting for Brooke Colleague. Colleague on the hit. Played by Columbus Grove. Back to Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell tried to save it and could not. Point Columbus Grove. Gladwell with another service point. Abigail Gladwell, that makes it 12-6. Columbus Grove making a little run here. Fort Recovery leads 2-0, winning 25-17 and 25-4. Dug out by Kiara Judy on the good serve. Here's a smash by Olivia Patch. Played by Columbus Grove, the set and the outside hit, and they're going to call a double hit on Columbus Grove. Hitting error, and now Fort Recovery has side out, and coming in to serve for the Lady Indians here will be Aubrey Kanapke. First appearance for Aubrey tonight. Aubrey's serve is dug out by Abigail Gladwell, but out of bounds. That's an ace serve for Aubrey Kanapke, and I think if Gladwell would have let that go, I think that would have been out of bounds. But I guess we'll never know, will we? Good serve by Kanapke. Here's the set for Columbus Grove. The hit blocked by Fort Recovery. And Columbus Grove cannot return it. Oh, surely. Can't believe they got it back over, but they did. Brooke Colleague back to Columbus Grove. Now back to Fort Recovery. Showalter to Brenna Holman, who will set for Brooke Colleague, the outside hitter, and got the kill. Brooke Colleague with the kill. So give Kanapke another service point. Now 15-6. Fort Recovery leads by 9. Kanapke's serve is dug out by Gladwell. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Showalter to Brenna Holman. And Brenna Holman tried to set for Paige Judy, but she could not get there. And so side out for Columbus Grove. Serving now is Elena Ricker for Columbus Grove. Elena's serve is good, dug out by Kiara Wendell. Here's Showalter setting for Whitley Rammel. Rammel dinks it over in the middle where there nobody was and got the easy little kill. Four kills for Whitley, but she hasn't had one in a while. Side out Fort Recovery. We lead 16-7. Hope Wendell will serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Let's serve, and it's an ace serve for Hope Wendell. That's her first ace of the night. Columbus Grove took a chance on it, just let it go, and it was an ace serve. Hope serving again. Fort Recovery leading now 17-7. Good serve. Pass to the net. Hitting it back over to Fort Recovery on the second hit. Kiara Wendell will set for Brooke Colleague. Colleague cross-court hit. Played by Columbus Grove, back to Hope Wendell. Kiara Wendell now, setting for Marissa Garkey. A deep hit and got the kill. Nice hit by Marissa Garkey. That is her fifth kill of the evening. And it now is 18-7. Fort Recovery going for their 18th win of the year if they win tonight, which they're going to win. Hope Wendell, good serve, back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. And Rammel puts it down on the floor for another kill. Hope Wendell with a service point. 19-7 now. Hope bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. Fort Recovery leading here in the third set, leading 2-0. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell to Hope Wendell. Whitley Rammel, a little dink, played by Columbus Grove. A battle at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Brooke Colleague. Colleague hits it deep, played by Columbus Grove. A smash back to Fort Recovery. And they're going to give the kill to Columbus Grove. See who that was. I think that was, number 6, who is Lauren Benroth, picks up the kill. That was her first kill of the evening. And now serving for Columbus Grove is Becca Choi. Good serve dug out by Brenna Holman. Here's the hit back over by Brooke Colleague. Now Columbus Grove free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Hope Window will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel a soft little dink. Set for Columbus Grove. Dink back to Fort Recovery. We can't play it. Give the kill there to Angel Schneider of Columbus Grove, her second. Service point goes to Becca Choi. Becca's the daughter of the head coach, Adam Choi. Good serve. Kiara Wendell to Hope Wendell. Smash by Whitley Rammel. And Whitley gets the kill. Kill number six. Now 20-9. Fort Recovery leads by 11. Wasn't sure what this match was going to be like tonight. I knew it might be like this, but didn't think it was going to be. But it is a total domination here for the Lady Indians. Good serve there. Here's Hope Wendell setting for Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp, soft little hit back to Columbus Grove. Now Columbus Grove mishits it. Lauren Benroth hitting it into the net. Point for Brooke Colley. Colley will go back to serve again. Fort Recovery leads 21-9. Here's a good serve dug out by Gladwell for Columbus North or Columbus Grove. Hope Wendell setting for Marissa Garkey, and Marissa got the kill. Marissa Garkey with kill number six. 22-9. Fort Recovery 3 points away from a sweep of the first three games here in this match. Good serve by Brooke Colley. And a smash by Whitley Rammel to get the kill. Another service point for Brooke Colley. Kill number seven for Whitley Rammel now. 23-9. Brooke Colley will serve again. Dug out by Columbus Grove. Back over to Fort Recovery, and they got the kill. Give the kill there to Angel Schneider for Columbus Grove. Side out Columbus Grove. That makes it 23-11. Going back to serve now for the Lady Bulldogs of Columbus Grove will be Grace Selhorst. I think this is Grace's first appearance tonight. Good serve dug out by Kiara Wendell. Hope Wendell. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp and the kill by Paige. Side out. Fort Recovery. Kill number 11 for Paige Fortkamp. And Kiara Wendell will go back to serve. What a service night for her. Over 20 service points tonight and 9 service aces. And it's a good serve this time. Fort Recovery leading 24-11. And a kill for Columbus Grove. 24-12. Side out Columbus Grove. Any point here will end the match. Now serving is Lauren Benroth. Good serve. Let's serve. Dug out by Kiara Wendell. Hope Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on a spike. Played by Columbus Grove. Block at the net. Columbus Grove sets it. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell saves it. Hope Wendell will set for Brooke Colley. A deep hit. Played by Columbus Grove at the net. Back to Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell sets for Paige Fortkamp. And played nicely by Gladwell from Columbus Grove. Back over to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set again for Garkey. Garkey a hit and got the kill. And that's it, 25-11. Marissa Garkey gets the final kill of the match. And Fort Recovery wins this one, 25-11. They win all three sets here, 25-17, 25-4, and 25-11. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Everyone at JR Manufacturing in Fort Recovery would like to congratulate the Fort Recovery Indians on a great season. As a proud supporter of the academic and athletic accomplishments of our Fort Recovery young people, we encourage you to attend the games and support these outstanding Fort Recovery high school students. JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery, a proud member of the Fort Recovery community. Go Indians!
conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Boers Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian teams. Boers Welding.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Well, let's quickly wrap it up here. An easy win for Fort Recovery. We'll play LCC in a much tougher match in the district on Monday night at 7 o'clock at Kaleida. We'll be there to bring you the action on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW on Monday night. For Columbus Grove, some of their stats here real quickly. Angel Snyder had 3 kills and a block. Elena Ricker had 2 kills. Lauren Benroth had 1 kill and 3 service points. Megan Blankenmeyer had 2 kills. Becca Choi had 1 kill and 1 service point. Shay Schrader had 1 service point. Abigail Gladwell had 4 service points and an ace. And Sarah Dipnerine had 2 service points, 1 kill, and 1 block. Fort Recovery, wow, much different on their statistics. All kinds of kills. Paige Judy had 7 kills. Marissa Garkey with 7 kills. Paige Forkamp had 11 kills, 7 service points, including 2 aces and 1 block. Aubrey Kanapke had 2 service points, including an ace. Kiara Wendell had 21 service points, and 9 of those were aces. Can you believe that? Chloe Showalter had 8 service points, and 5 of those were aces. So between Chloe and Kiara, they had 14 aces, 14 ace serves tonight. Brooke Colley had 2 kills and 5 service points. It was Olivia Patch with 5 kills and 3 blocks. Hope Wendell had 4 service points, including an ace. And Whitley Rammel had 7 kills. Fort Recovery wins 25-17, 25-4, 25-11. Again, they'll face Lima Central Catholic coming up once again on Monday night, 7 o'clock at Kaleida High School. Lima Central Catholic winning tonight 25-18, 27-25, I should say. They won the first game 25-18, won the second game 27-25, lost the third set to Lincoln View 25-21, but then won the fourth set 26-24 to win 3-1 over Lincoln View tonight. That's going to wrap it up for us this evening. Thanks to, again, our studio producers, Neil Spencer of Fort Recovery Radio, and once again, Lindsey Green for the radio station. And we do remind you again, you can hear the Fort Recovery St. Henry football game on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow night. You can hear Jay County's football game with Heritage here on the radio station at 105.3 tomorrow night. That's it from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Have a very pleasant good evening. Congratulations to the Lady Indians winning their sectional championship tonight.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you
tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.